So let's focus now on the continuing turmoil within the African National Congress around President Cyril Ramaphosa, but also its massive ramifications for the rest of the country, whether you are connected either emotionally or practically or legally to the ANC or not. This is a story that really does touch every corner of the country and every person who lives here. Tsidi Madea, EWN political editor, is out at NASREC and joins us now. Tsidi, before we go to NASREC, I believe there have been some developments on the legal front. What's happened? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. I understand that the president has filed his papers with the Constitutional Court a short while ago. I've seen a copy of them, but I haven't had a chance to read them at all, John, because here where I am at NASREC, the NEC meeting seems to have finally adjourned. As I'm speaking to you now, not only is there thunder and lightning, but there's motorcades, different motorcades collected with different leaders. President Thabo Mbeki just passed right by me. So there's a lot of activity this side. I haven't had a chance to look at the papers as yet, but definitely he has put his application through with the Constitutional Court.
Tsidi, have you had any sense at all, before we talk about the NEC, as to what the NWC delivered by way of their conclusions to the larger gathering that is the Executive Committee?
Absolutely, John. A lot of insiders saying to me overnight that they want to reject the idea of pushing towards an impeachment committee, saying that they reject calls for the ANC president to step aside. There were some deliberations around, you know, the approach towards from President Thabo Mbeki, because some didn't actually want him to pitch for today's meeting. He did, however, arrive this morning, and I think an issue around how they treated him was addressed. Some even had some choice words, from what I understand, about former Chief Justice Sandile Ngwabo, about Speaker of Parliament, Mthibisi Mapisa Nqakula. All those matters, from what I'm hearing, were part of the issue that were deliberated over today at this NEC meeting that's training as we speak.
So we heard earlier today from the EFF leader, Julius Malema, and correct me if I've misheard that, but I understood him to be saying that he understood that the NWC had recommended him stepping aside. You're hearing something different?
I don't agree with Malema's sentiments. I've spoken to him as insiders to disagree with what Malema told journalists. That's not what's come up. The majority's view, John, was that they believe that he must continue. There is a disagreement, there is an impasse with those who believe he must step aside, having dug into their heels about it. In fact, part of that conversation resulted in names such as Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, as well as Thembi Mthintso, being possibilities as holding presidents should anything happen. But the prevailing view, from what I understood, was that he must remain.
And in terms of what briefing, because next step is the NEC engages with the ANC caucus in Parliament. We've had, according to the Star today, Independent Online, Suprumahuma Pilo saying he can't be told how to vote. I don't have the exact quote, but it would be a betrayal of the people who voted for them if he were to not vote that the impeachment process moves forward. If that's true, how large do you think that block of dissenting votes within the ANC caucus might be?
I need to address the issue of Suprumahuma Pelu first, John. It comes as no surprise that Suprumahuma Pelu, who 5 years ago at this very venue was not in support of the current president. He was on the opposing end. He was part of the so-called NDZ slate. So any position he kind of takes is not surprising. When the issue of the public protector came up in Parliament, he did not participate either. So hearing Suprumahuma Pelu saying that he would not vote to reject the proposal makes absolute sense, because that speaks to his factional positioning as far as the ANC is concerned. But in terms of the numbers, I think it's harder to try and manage and work a room if it's open. And I understand that the Speaker rejected ATM's attempt to have it happen via secret vote. So that might make things a little bit more complex, because the party then is able to see who did what. There is a narrative that people should vote with their conscience, but John, what we've often seen political parties do is put that aside instead of focusing on towing the party line.
And I mean, the heavens have opened, so it's going to be hard to doorstep people and so on. We heard Pule Mabe talking earlier to Bongani Bingwa and saying, you know, until things come from the spokesperson of the African National Congress in regard to the NEC, or anyone who is mandated and tasked with actually giving a summary of what was said, then not quite that it, they're not quite saying it didn't happen, but he's saying this is the official view. You generally finding, though, people really do want to express their view and tell you what's going on?
I do think so. I think that the NEC members themselves came out, but that is a view that other NEC members took an affronting on, and that's what they're managing to deal with. As I speak to you now, I'm a little bit on edge because I'm also seeing NEC members that I want to speak to, who I think are about to make their way from the venue.
Okay.
So I want to pick their brains and find out what I can.
Pick their brains. Don't let me keep you, but what we might do in return is we might have you back a little bit later. Go chase them and see who you can find. Tsidi Madia, EWN political reporter, needing to get off and do her job. So let me not keep her any longer, but important updates there. It's 18 minutes past 5.